It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, September 22nd, 2017.
And I really hate I am.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. So goes the mnemonic device on which English school children have relied for centuries to keep track of what happened to the six wives of the notorious King Henry VIII. There is a lesser-known poem that accomplishes the same purpose. King Henry VIII, to six wives he was wedded. One died and one survived, two he divorced and two he beheaded. Well, that has a certain charm, but it doesn't put the ladies in the proper order. Today, on what would have been her 502nd birthday, we are remembering the fourth wife of England's most married king. It's Anne of Cleves, a German girl born Anna von Kleve in Dusseldorf in 1515. To say that she was the second wife that Henry divorced is not quite accurate. What actually happened in her case was an annulment, a declaration that the marriage never really happened. Anne's family were important allies of King Henry, and after the death of his third wife, Jane Seymour, his chief minister, Thomas Cromwell, urged him to marry her. Henry had never seen the girl, who was 24 years old, so he dispatched court artist Hans Holbein the Younger to paint portraits of Anne and her younger sister Amalia, each of whom he was considering as his fourth wife. He required the artist to be as accurate as possible and not to flatter the girls. Henry selected Anne, and Cromwell oversaw the talks and the marriage treaty that was signed on October 4, 1539. When the king first saw her on New Year's Day in 1540, he could not have been more displeased. He complained that she was nothing like the portrait he had been shown, and placed much of the blame on Cromwell, at whose urging the marriage went ahead for fear of displeasing Anne's powerful family. The king was so unhappy with her that he would not consummate the marriage. Henry urged Cromwell to find a legal way to end it, but by this time doing so was impossible without endangering the vital alliance with the Germans. In his anger and frustration, the king finally turned on Cromwell, to his subsequent regret. Anne was asked for her consent to an annulment, to which she readily agreed. Smart girl. For Cromwell it was too late, however, and he was condemned as a traitor. The marriage was annulled on July 9, 1540. On the 28th, Henry married his fifth wife, Catherine Howard, and that same day, Thomas Cromwell was beheaded, in theory for treason, but in practice as a scapegoat for the doomed marriage. The former queen received a generous settlement, including Richmond Palace and Hever Castle. Henry and Anne became good friends. She was an honorary member of the king's family and was referred to as the king's well-beloved sister. She was invited to court often, and out of gratitude for her not contesting the annulment, Henry decreed that she would be given precedence over all the other women in the kingdom, except his own wife and daughters. She died at Chelsea on July 16, 1557, 8 weeks before her 42nd birthday, most likely of cancer. She outlived all the other wives and is the only one buried in Westminster Abbey, proving the maxim, to get along, go along. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 22nd, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.